Bow Valley. About to strike the volleyball with an overhand serve, Our Lady of the Snows Avalanche's Matilda Kirk felt every nerve creep up her spine with the home tournament finals on the line Saturday, September 16. Up against the J.C. Charik Hawks, the local senior girls team was on the verge of winning its first home tourney trophy in a decade, and they needed only one more point to get it. I was telling myself in my head for the last one, just, don't mess this up. Like, this could be the last serve you do, said Kirk with a laugh. Smacking the ball in play, the Hawks of Hannah weren't able to handle the grade 12 setter's serve as the ball bounced between two players before falling to the floor, which sent the Avalanche team yelling in joy. We haven't done this before, said Avalanche setter Sierra Steele. This is our first tournament of the season, so I think we were a little nervous, so it's definitely really good to have a trophy that has Avalanche on it. On a big day of senior high school volleyball tournaments in Canmore, the Avalanche senior girls buried the Hawks in two sets, 26-24, 25-20, including a big-time comeback in the first set, which redeemed the team from just a few hours prior. Earlier, the Hawks handled the Avalanche in their first match of the day, so the local girls wanted to give back a receipt to the visiting squad. With five set wins apiece, a final showdown appeared imminent between the two teams, until the Banff Bears threw a wrench into the plans. Minutes before the start of the final match, the Bears knocked off the Hawks in two sets, which put Banff, the Avalanche and Hawks in a three-way tie with five set wins each. The two squads to face off in the finals was determined by a points for and against ratio. Unfortunately for the Bears, which had just knocked off the top team up until that point, they were sent packing. Having already lost to the Hawks, the Avalanche came out shaky in the first set and got deep into a hole. A timeout was called by OLS head coach Janelle Taves when the score was at 18-9. I said the words of one of our players, who's injured right now, and Natalie Logan told them before she left that it doesn't matter how many points behind, we can always win, said Taves. From there, the Avalanche rallied and quickly closed the gap to 20-17 before the coaches from Hannah were forced to call time and regroup, but the delay in play wasn't enough to slow the Avalanche's barreling momentum. Coming all the way back to tie the set at 24, a long rally then ensued for the critical 25th point, which, eventually, was taken by the Avalanche. After being down 9 points, the local squad clawed back to steal the first set 26-24. A year prior, the OLS senior girls rallied back from an 8-point deficit to take bronze at their home tourney. However, higher stakes were on the line Saturday. I think we were kind of scattered and, like, weren't playing our game, said Steele. When we got that momentum, it felt really good. During the second set, the game was back and forward, but OLS began chipping away at the Hawks. Eventually, the local squad got up 24-20, which set up Kirk's final serve. I think winning that first set definitely gave us that confidence boost that we needed to push through the last set, said Kirk. It's rewarding to be at home, and win. It's really encouraging for the rest of the year to keep working hard. For Taves, the longtime OLS teacher and coach can finally scratch something off her to-do list. The victory marked the first time Taves has coached a senior girls team that has won a home tournament. For them to improve and come back and win is awesome, said Taves.